Good evening. This is the 6 p.m. Central Time update on Tropical Storm Karen. As the sun begins to set over the Gulf of Mexico, you can still see the low-level center exposed from most of the clouds off to the east for Tropical Storm Karen. The center is moving very slowly towards the north-northwest. We expect it to turn towards the north and then accelerate towards the northeast on Sunday into Monday. On this track, what we're expecting is most of the weather to be off to the east, to the right of the center, mainly because of strong winds that are pushing the clouds in that direction. As this area of clouds does make it to the coast, though, we expect on the order of 3 to 6 inches of rain, locally 10 inches of rain in isolated spots. With the circulation around the storm coming like this, we're expecting an onshore flow, which will bring a storm surge of perhaps 3 to 5 feet along the southeast coast of Louisiana, a little bit less on either side from Mississippi over to the Florida Panhandle, and then off towards Morgan City, Louisiana as well. Maximum winds are 50 miles per hour now. Because we think this strong shear is going to continue, we don't expect much change in the strength of the winds as the center approaches the coast. While there are no longer hurricane watches or warnings in effect, we still have tropical storm warnings and watches along the coast, and those are likely to remain in place, the watches perhaps becoming warnings in the next day or so. This is going to be the last generic update on Tropical Storm Karen for this evening. Generics will resume tomorrow at 8 a.m. In the meantime, however, you can obtain the latest information on Tropical Storm Karen and other storms at hurricanes.gov. At the National Hurricane Center, I'm Ed Rappaport.